Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Appleton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pete Appleton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toedt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field. Webb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Webb. Morgan goes all the way around to score. Burnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to third. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toedt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goldman. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Goldman steals second. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Appleton covering, for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Russell reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goldman. Russell scores. Oliver moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Webb reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Miller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 1 in the game. Skarrat is walked intentionally. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan is hit by the pitch. Miller scores. Webb moves to third. Skarrat moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2. Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to home to get Webb. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Fouque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouque is 0 for 1 in the game. Fouque hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry bunts between the mound and first base. Appleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Rein moves to second. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Russell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Appleton hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scarrett takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scarrett. The throw from Sewell and he is out. Goldman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Reagan reaches third base with a triple. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Rein moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Russell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote can't make a play. That's a base hit. Erle Viral pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aviral for the out. Goldman moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Scarrett strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground for an out. Jameson moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Falk reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Hodapp scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive towards third. Miller catches it and throws to second to double up Falk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tote out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Harder goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Jack Russell. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney pinch runs for Red Ruffing. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Sweeney moves to second. Jake Miller now pitching. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 4 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Sweeney moves to third. Oliver moves to second. One out. Joe Cicero pinch hits for Earl Webb. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Sweeney scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Scarrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Cicero moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Sal Gliotto now pitching. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Reagan hits a line drive towards third. Burnett catches it and throws to first to double up Scarrett. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.